News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the DJ Ritchie Show.
I don't know, I was listening outside in the hall and BB is still here breaking bread. Hey, did you go over some into my time? Is that what you were saying? I'm going over into TJ's time?
Maybe by about almost exactly 2 minutes.
Well, you know what? If they paid me to be here, I wouldn't play that.
Well, they paid me to be here. So, sorry about that. No, it's fine. What I'll do is tomorrow I'll leave 5 minutes early so you can join 5 minutes okay. early.
Well, it was fine because I got to sleep an extra minute back there. You know, I'm trying to grab it where I can, you know, working both ends of the clock. And I think, you know, I was supposed to go out on the lake this weekend like I do every weekend, but I think I may need to watch because I've been in the sun too much because the nice lady Brenda that's part of the cleaning crew, she said, oh, you're going to do your show? And I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, and then back tomorrow at 11? And I said, she thinks I'm Vince Coakley. I said,
the likeness is. You know,
I mean, I take it as a compliment. Yeah. I take it as
Vince,
a compliment.
Yeah, Vince was the face on TV for a long time.
He's the prince of a man. But I was like, okay, well, no, I said, I do a different rate. And I started trying to explain to her, and I know she doesn't care that I do another, like a morning show type thing. And she goes, oh, okay, well, see you. I said, all right, see you. Great.
She wanted a one-off comment. Now she found herself in a conversation.
Yeah, she wanted me to go, yeah, be back at it at 11.
See you then. Call in.
See you later, Brett.
See you.
Now that he's gone, let's talk about it.
Hey, you better not ever let him take over, not even a second of my time.
I'm going to start kicking him, turning his mic off early.
He would love that. He'd be like, turn it off at 6:05.
Let his theme song play and kick it.
Yep. Oh, well, I don't have anything prepared for tonight, so I guess we'll probably just take a bunch more complaint calls and mean texts and all of that stuff, because I figured that took up several segments last night, just dealing with the haters. They be hating, or as the kids say, drinking that haterade. That's the hip cool thing to say now. Did you know that, Isaac?
I've heard it a time or two.
And I feel badly because I sent Lonnie some stuff last minute, like I tend to do. Because what happens is I'll send everything earlier in the afternoon. Then I'll get in my truck, and then I'll head from Lake Norman area to work here in the big dangerous city. But during that time is when a lot of evening news is breaking, you know, thus breaking Brett Jensen on the air at that time. And then I have stuff when I get here after that 4.5-hour drive from where I live. And then I've already sent a bunch of stuff that you and Lonnie are pulling as far as music. And because tonight's going to be a tribute to Broadway musical. and then I feel badly because I send him stuff right before the show starts. Got to wake him up. Get him to do it. And I hate doing that because he sleeps so peacefully in there. He just looks like a little angel. He looks like a little angel in there sleeping. That's what he's like. You know, they say celebrities die in threes. I don't say that. I say celebrities die in fours. And we have two from just the last couple of days. And I'm not rooting for two more just so I can go, ha, I told you. But these two celebrities who have died in yesterday and today are celebrities that I actually liked. And I don't like many celebrities, but I was a fan of of Malcolm Jamal Warner from The Cosby Show and a big fan of Ozzy Osbourne. Isaac, you think the song No More Tears is in the computer anywhere?
I'll find it.
Okay. Now, don't be playing any bootleg stuff that I'm going to get flagged for or something. It's got to be the real deal, licensed and all of that. But I haven't read the full details of Ozzy's death, but you gotta figure that he knew that it was coming soon because he just finished his final concert and all of that. And, you know, a lot of people know Ozzy Osbourne for Crazy Train and, you know, those types of songs and some of the stuff that he did with Black Sabbath and all of that. But this was one of my favorite Ozzy songs. And it was on an album he did in the early 90s when I was first getting into radio. And I don't know. This kind of reminds me of that. Puts me back into being at that top 40 radio station and yelling because I didn't understand why they wouldn't let me play this song on the radio and say, well, we're playing Ace of Base, so it doesn't really match the format. I mean, I didn't know anything at that time. But now I know that I'm on a hard rock format. Actually, no. I know I'm on a news talk station, the biggest, best news talk station in the world. Check this out. The light in the window is a crack in the sky. Now, obviously, I'm more into music from my background of being in music radio for my entire career. You know, I could let it play all night because that's what we do. But I just want to point out that in the light of Ozzy Osbourne's death, I don't know how many of you picked up on it, but I just could not fight the urge to talk all the way through the intro of the song, the introduction of the song, and stop talking right before he started singing. That's in my blood. That's big DJ stuff right there, and I can't fight it, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot fight it. It's called taking a song to the post, is what we call it in the business. And if young baby DJs or even older radio personalities can't do it without looking at a countdown clock, that doesn't count. You got to be able to hear it and talk through it just by hearing the music and then stop when you know it's coming. That's how you know you've really, really mastered the craft of radio. Yep, that's it. That's all you got to do. And then radio... You've got the world by you got the radio world by the tail. Okay, listen. All right, so we are about to get into some big stuff. We got celebrities. Why, you can leave that up. I don't mind talking over his vocals on this one. That's usually a rule that. That I have, and I don't like talking over vocals, but in this case, just leave Ozzy up. Who knows when we'll ever get a chance to do this again. I sound like I'm at his funeral. Anyway, we have a lot of big stuff coming up tonight. Celebrities whining, Obama whining, President Trump trying to send Adam Schiffhead to prison. I love that. So we'll get into all of it coming up next.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hey, it's TJ, and everybody in the country is talking about my new political talk show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, and they want more. How can I get more, more, more? Well, you can get the podcast every episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just get signed up for it there. It's easy. Just go to tjritchie.com, and that will get you there.
Identifying liberalism. Uh-oh. And mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Man, I thought I had just messed up, ladies and gentlemen. I reached over to turn my microphone on and I hit the phone controller thing, and something lit up that is marked Engineer Hotline. I don't even know where that goes. But then I couldn't turn it off. I couldn't hang it up. But crisis averted. Nothing happened. Oh, man. I gotta tell you. You know, I was all disappointed last week when I told you that that it looked like I wasn't allowed to go to the Black Boat Weekend on Lake Norman because I didn't think they allowed white people because of the way it was promoted and all. But then I look on social medias today and there she was, just big as day. A big old white woman on a boat right out there in the middle of it in a fist fight. I was like, see, I could have gone. Because, I mean, if they let that white woman out there, they surely would have let me. Because I'm cool. As a matter of fact, I'm America's coolest conservative. Now, I might not have told them that. I wouldn't have been out there. You know, that might bring a party down a little bit, you know. Then I look at some of the local news here, and our friends down the hall at the TV station, WBTV, they had a story on their website. More than 30 citations were issued, and guns and drugs were seized during a weekend event on Lake Norman, according to deputies. The event, reportedly promoted as Black Boat Week. It wasn't reportedly, it was. I read it straight off of their webpage. Then they got this wrong. It said near Dog Island in Denver. The locals, we call it Dog Bone Island. Deputy said the multi-agency operation pre-deployed staff. Okay, I know I'm being a stickler here, but you can't pre-deploy anything. Just like you can't pre-pay for anything. Because pre means before. You can't pay for something before you pay for it. And you can't deploy something before you deploy it. So I would call it early deployed staff of strategic locations, including marinas, beach areas, and boat access points. Waterway patrols used boats. Huh. You ever heard of that, Isaac? Waterway patrols using boats? I haven't. I'm sorry. Look, I might be annoying tonight because I'm a little giddy because I haven't had much sleep. I work two jobs, in case I haven't mentioned that. So, yeah, they use boats, jet skis, and drone platforms. Thankfully, no medical or safety incidents were reported during the event. Well, I saw another fight, not the one with the big white woman fighting somebody, but another fight on a boat on social medias that looked like it needed some medical attention. Let's see, over 30 citations issued, 2 boating while impaired arrests, 1 stolen vehicle recovered, multiple firearms seized, over 50 grams of marijuana were seized, $12,000 in cash confiscated during a vehicle stop related to the event. Arrests and charges included carrying a concealed weapon, felony something or other, synthetic cannabinoids. So I guess that's some kind of a fake drug that's illegal. Felony maintaining a vehicle, misdemeanor drug possession and paraphernalia, various motor vehicle and registration violations. You see, I knew it was going to be fun. I knew it. Man. I wish I could have gone to that. If I would have just did what I said I was going to do and go out there and just park outside of their hookup that they called it, just park down the lake a little bit, then surely somebody would have recognized me because I'm so damn famous. And then they would have said, hey, that's TJ. Let's make room for him. You know he's bad. And then they would have invited me in. And look at all the fun I could have had. I mean, you don't get those kinds of charges and whatnot if you're not having fun. I mean, that is a party. But I wonder what all the citations were for. Because, I mean, they are strict on the lake. You may not think so, because there are no highways or whatever, but the police are out there every weekend on that lake. And I mean, out there. We were out there one time and we were on the water for the full day. Like we ate dinner and we ate lunch and dinner on the boat. That's how long we were out there. We were out there so long that we got pulled over for license and life jacket checks twice by the same department, but different officers or deputies, as it were. So they don't play. And they do not play if you are out there driving a boat, drinking. So don't think that you're just going to go get on a boat at Lake Norman and just go wide open and feel like there are no police around, because they're around. And they got new boats. You ought to see these things. They will fly. Don't fool around. Mm-mm. But if I would have just been an innocent bystander in all of this that was going on, man, I would, because I'm not drinking right now, because I'm on the PhD weight loss, and I'm at a stage where alcohol, or especially beer, is frowned upon. It'll not work with my program that I'm in at the moment. So I would have just had popcorn and a big jug of water, just sitting there watching the show, hoping that they would invite me over. You ever had a neighbor that has a pool and then you go sit outside and start really fanning yourself like, whoo, this is hot, trying to get them to invite you over to swim? My neighbors built a pool right next to us when I was a kid. And I did that so many times. And then finally, one day, those people moved because they said, we're tired of that little perv peeking in on us all the time. They're like, dude, give it up. We're not inviting you to swim. Go back in the house. All right, so that's a wrap up of what appears to be a crazy fun weekend on Lake Norman. And yes, I'm kicking myself for not participating or trying to. I mean, you don't get that many laws out there involved if you're not being raucous. Okay, what are we going to do next? That is the question, lady and gentlemen. What are we going to do next? Maybe let's talk about the whiny celebrities who are crying about Stephen Colbert getting fired. That'll be fun. So we'll do that next.
The TJ Richey Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and the TJ Richey Show will be a multi-touch marketing option for all the cool businesses in town. I have no idea what that means. That was written by our business department, obviously, for me to read. If you're a cool business, I guess you know what it means. So go to TJRichey.com and find out more.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Richey on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Oh, yeah. Let it breathe a minute. Let it breathe. All right. Proving with my bumper music that I am indeed America's coolest conservative. You just got to feel it, baby. Now, let's rip it. Okay, enough fun with that. You can call up in here, 704-570-1110. You can also text us at 704-570-1110. But you'd be like, hey, TJ, that's the same number. You gave out the same number twice. I know, because that's the way it works. Text and call that number. The text line on WBT is driven by Liberty Buick GMC. And it's driven hard. Oh. Okay. By the way, I guess you go ahead and text and call with your complaints and your criticisms and all of that. I guess it's just my week to get criticized because I have a direct message from one of my morning show listeners that doesn't even listen to this show that's complaining about something that happens on the TJ and Riggins show, which you can hear all of that podcast and stuff like that at tjrichey.com if you want. It's all kinds of, it's a whole network of things. But we'll get into that in just a little bit. But here is the latest with Stephen Colbert. And I'm not saying that pronounced that way because the great one, Mark Levin, says it that way. And I think that was the original. I've heard that's the original pronunciation of his name in South Carolina is Colbert. So, but anyway, he got excrement canned and he leaves his job in May and everybody's blaming Trump and all the celebrities are acting like he's just entitled to a show. That's the thing that gets me. He's just entitled to a show. He's a voice of a generation, they say. You know, not that celebrities would be hyperbolic or anything. He's a voice of a generation, and he's being silenced, and we should all be afraid. Everybody in the country should be afraid by this and all of that crap. The other late-night talk show hosts are freaking out because they know that they are disposable as well. Man, that would be cool, wouldn't it? I don't think Jimmy Fallon is as bad as the other ones. I know that Seth Meyers is disgusting. And I know Jimmy Kimmel. It's sad because Jimmy Kimmel used to be funny. And he used to be cool. But not anymore. He's a whimpering liberal child. And then, of course, Stephen Colbert. But I don't think Jimmy Fallon's quite as bad. And he does. Jimmy Fallon has the most talent of any of them. I know Trump said none of them has talent, but Jimmy Fallon actually has talent. I mean, he's musical. He does great impressions. He can act. He can all kinds of stuff. Jimmy Fallon is the most talented of all of them. But someone who doesn't have any talent or sense and just seems like a miserable old shrew that you would never want to spend any personal time with if you were trying to be happy. And that is Sonny Hostin of The View. I mean, what a just, oof, makes my skin crawl. And for somebody to say that about her, she must be just a nasty person because she's pretty. And a lot of times you give pretty people a little bit of a pass. But if she's pretty and she makes people as sick as she does just from her attitude and her stupid ways, then it's bad. So this was what Sonny Hostin had to say on The View with those other hens about Stephen Colbert losing his job. Listen.
It could be financial.
And
I don't know that it's purely political. It could be. But my concern is if it is political, then everyone should be concerned. People on the right should be concerned. People on the left should be concerned. Because it's very clear that if it is political, this is the dismantling of our democracy. This is the dismantling of our Constitution. Right?
Yes, girl,
and
yes.
So the First Amendment is the First Amendment for a reason, and that is freedom of the press, freedom of speech, freedom to speak truth to power. If that is taken away, if the comedians are being attacked, then that means our Constitution is being dismantled.
That's right.
That means the very rubric of our democracy is being dismantled. And I think every single person should be really, really concerned about it. I'm thrilled that Senator Warren, Elizabeth Warren, Senator Bernie Sanders is asking Skydance.
Communists. Yeah, so excited. They're looking into it. Like Paramount, CBS, they don't have the freedom to pick and choose who they want to work for them. He has a legally binding contract, Stephen Colbert does. And when it's over, it's over. He's not entitled to a stump every night. But I get what she's saying, because I remember her saying the same types of things about censorship and all of that when people would come out and try to speak sense about the COVID situation. When all of these doctors and entertainers even and comedians would try to say, hey, look, they're lying to us. This is not right. They've got us locked in our houses. It's not right. I remember Sonny Hostin standing up in front of that TV camera every day and yelling about the same thing. They're silencing the voices that are speaking truth to power. Oh, and I know if that Greg Gutfeld got canceled for the same reason, she'd be speaking up for him too, wouldn't she? Because she is so fair and balanced. Look. Stephen Colbert, the network says he loses money. Okay. The network can take him off if they want to. After his legal contract is done, they can walk away. No matter what. He could be number one raking in the money. And if the people who run Paramount, CBS, decided they don't like his stupid-looking glasses anymore. And they say, well, when his contract's up, let's not offer him another one. Let's just part ways. They can do that. But you see, you got all of these communists who don't believe in free enterprise and capitalism, like the ones leading the looking into it,
Bernie Sanders
and Pocahontas. Elizabeth Warren. But he's not entitled to a job. Especially when a cable channel that does not network, a cable channel has a host of a late night show called Gutfeld. When they're drawing way more viewers than you're drawing on a cable channel, when you've got a network, then yeah, there's a problem. Now, they don't compete in the same time slot, but Greg Gutfeld's audience, when you're just talking about eyeballs, way bigger than Stephen Colbert's. And by the way, I'm going to tell you something about myself, something personal, and I want you to be a part of it. I want you to know this, because when it happens to me one day, I want you 11 listeners to share in my enthusiasm, because you will have helped make it happen. All right? But I don't have time to tell you right now. I'll tell you in the next segment. Hang on.
It's TJ Ritchie on Bringing the Heat.
Oh, hot, hot, hot.
Whatever that means. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Welcome back to the biggest show on WBT at the moment. Right now. Or it could be second place. I don't know. All right, so let me tell you something personal. We were talking about the whole situation with Stephen Colbert, his show getting canceled, and all of the crying, weak-minded celebrity elites that are crying about it. These people make me sick. Oh, they just make me sick. And I was talking about Greg Gutfeld at Fox News. One of my, I don't know if I'm going to say dreams, but something that I want really, really badly is to be a guest on Gutfeld on the late night show. That's the whole reason I started volunteering up here to do this job, because I wanted to be, you know, considered in talk radio. You know, I wanted, you know, so then they could look at me on the Gutfeld show and say, yeah, you know, yeah, he's pretty funny, and he's, you know, he's on talk radio, so he could come in and be one of the guests and sit in on the show and all that. But I can't do it yet. I got to wait until I lose this candy coating that I have and I'm handsome again. And I know what you're thinking. Hey, I just saw you, you know, on YouTube or wherever, and you're already so handsome. And I get it. I am, compared to normal people, but not compared to other really handsome people.
Like Isaac.
So once I get this, you know, as I say, these last few stubborn 81 vanity pounds, then I'm going to be ready to start hitting up Gutfeld to be a guest on his show. But, oh, yeah, that might be him texting me right now. You heard?
I heard it.
But, you know, if you happen to have a connection to Greg Gutfeld, or maybe you know him, maybe you know, I know Sean Hannity from Fox News Channel, and I know someone else that worked at Fox News. I mean, I could get the message to him when I'm ready, but if you know him well and you can get the message to him now, then I would go ahead now, even before I finished losing all of my candy coating, you know, and when I'm still a portly fella. Although the camera adds 10 pounds, so I look like I've eaten 7 cameras. But yeah, that's what I want to do. Now, one thing that I've seen with these celebrities and these other so-called comedians like Jon Stewart, aka John Leibowitz, is the same technique that all of these I would say vanilla comedians use, which is just say something that sounds like you're tough and then cuss with it. Say the F word a lot. Scream it if you need to. That's funny. So you got these middle-aged comedians that are out there trying to act like they're, you know, they're edgy and all of this stuff. And it's quite sad. It's pathetic, actually. And that's just because one of their one of their comrades is giving them a look at what could happen to them, which I don't get. I mean, these people are multi-millionaires. Their grandchildren, possibly great-grandchildren, will never want for anything. But they're so driven by ego, and they're such narcissists that, you know, they're always talking about how Republicans are not for the poor and Republicans are not for giving people a hand up and all of that. Well, look, y'all are the ones that go around talking about the rich and saying how the millionaires and billionaires are so evil and everything because they won't help people. Well, you have all of you. Seth Meyers probably doesn't have as much as the rest of them. He's been on Saturday Night Live forever, and I don't think that pays a whole lot. I hope not, because he's not worth a whole lot. But I don't even think he's on that anymore. I haven't watched Saturday Night Live since Eddie Murphy and Joe Piscopo were on it. That's a joke. But I haven't watched it in years, so I don't know whether he's still on it or not. But Jimmy Kimmel, I know, and Jimmy Fallon, and Colbert, and John Stewart Leibowitz. They have enough money because they're the ones always talking about somebody having enough money. They've got enough money. Why don't you step down and give somebody else a chance at hosting your huge show and get a big fat contract and something? But they just start running scared. What's going to happen to me? Like, they don't have a dime between them. If they can do this to him, they could do this to us. Well, yeah, because they own the company. It sucks. But welcome to the real world. I worked for a company where my morning show partner and I were number one. The only thing making that radio station money was our show. And they decided that they didn't want to continue to pay us what they were paying us. And they tried to get us to re-sign for way less, to the point where we would have to be, you know, cutting our staff back. And we said no. But that was their business. They own the radio station. They can do what they want. Now, if the powers that be of this radio station walked in here tonight and said, "We don't want you on the air anymore," they wouldn't even have to say your final paycheck is waiting for you, or we'll mail it to you. Because I don't get those. So you just got to roll with the punches, Stephen. Go back to South Carolina, chill out a little bit. If you want to keep yourself busy, because you're in your older years, do a little something on MSNBC from time to time. Whatever. You'll be fine. Just stop crying. TJ on the News is coming up next. Don't miss that.
Hey, it's TJ, and the TJ Ritchie Show will be a multi-touch marketing option for all the cool businesses in town. I have no idea what that means. That was written by our business department, obviously, for me to read. If you're a cool business, I guess you know what it means. So go to TJRitchie.com and find out more.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's TJ on the News.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. I got to get one of those voices.
There used to be a morning news man on WBT. I would listen to him years ago. His name was John Stokes. And that dude, he had it. He had it. Okay. Lonnie Ray is here. You want to be here, Lonnie Ray? You
yes,
ready
sir.
To go?
Yes,
what about
sir.
You, Isaac? Young Isaac is here.
Born ready.
Okay, so we are ready for TJ on the News lead story. Yep. St. Petersburg, Florida. They had nice weather this weekend, but a few people did get rain because a 30-year-old ad exec from New York was arrested in downtown St. Petersburg Saturday after he got drunk at a rooftop bar, which really only needs to be called a roof bar because there's no such thing as a roof bottom. The roof bottom is called a ceiling. So he was at a roof bar. And he urinated off the side of it. His name's Matthew Day. It's not clear if he was in town for work or pleasure, but he was obviously partying. According to the police report, he was at the roof bar called The Landing around 1:30 a.m., and that's when he urinated off the side of the roof and hit several people on the sidewalk below. Now, when you say rooftop, it makes it sound like it's really high, but this was only two stories. So he's 15 feet above the people that he's urinating down onto. And, you know, he was arrested and whatnot. So how did somebody or, let's put it this way. If I'm walking past that bar and that's what happens and I look up and there's this drunk idiot who's standing there peeing on people, and he's only two stories up, I would be up those stairs so fast.
I'm telling you, man.
And throw him off of that balcony or drag him back onto, you know, the concrete there in on the rooftop and just beat him senseless. And then, you know what I'm doing after he's on the ground and can't move?
What's that?
I'm gonna urinate on him.
I'm gonna be honest. He's only 15 foot off the ground. I think you can dodge that. I mean, I'm not saying it's okay.
But not if
you don't know
that it's coming. You're just walking along. You could be just talking to your wife and your kids walking along and don't even see up there.
That's urinate rain, man. You can't bypass urinate rain.
Dodge it.
But I mean, that does deserve a pummeling. It really does. And so you don't have to worry about, oh, he'll be gone by the time I get up those 15 flights of stairs or the elevator or where his buddies will have him dragged out of there already. Two flights, just two, boom, yep. Right there. All right, next story. Hey, stupid. So there's a drug dealer in Bedfordshire, England. And he got arrested. His name's Jake Johansson. There was also a really good comedian at one time named Jake Johansson. This is not the same guy because this guy's only 23. He admitted to two counts of supplying the cannabis. In other words, he admitted to drug dealing. Now, the way they caught him was because they had raided his house one other time and they found all these mobile phones in there. And the police took them and they had all of the numbers of the people that he had listed in his directories and all. And one of the police officers said, here's my number. If you have any questions, call me, whatever. Well, he put that number in his phone. So then when he texted some of his customers to let him know he had the fresh stuff, he accidentally texted that cop and said, I got a new shipment of drugs. Come get them, but don't tell the police.
What?
So they just set it up. He said, all right, where are you going to be? He said, I'm going to be here. And they said, all right, we'll see you in a minute.
Those group chats can get you caught up quick.
Yeah.
Quick.
Especially if you're an idiot.
Mostly if you're an idiot. Yeah.
I feel like every year people just get dumber and dumber.
They do. And this guy's 23. Is he even old enough to be drug dealing at 23? I don't know. I've never known a drug dealer, but. Oh, regardless. All right, next story. All right. A survey asked dog owners what the quote-unquote best part of a vacation is. 42% of them said coming home to their dog can be the part of the trip they enjoy the most. That could be because 40% of them constantly worry about their dog while they're away, and 22% miss their dog so much that it can impact their enjoyment of a trip. The average dog owner starts missing their dog just 53 minutes into vacation, and 24% start thinking about their dog as soon as they walk out the door. I think a lot of these people are lying, or they don't go on good vacations. Mm-hmm. Let's say, all right, so you got a dog, you spent the week on a beach that you love. You're ready to go home. Somebody says, what's the best part of the vacation? You say, oh, going home to my dog, because you want them to think that you're so sweet and giving and you're such an animal lover. Mm. You know, the moral authority you're seeking. Meanwhile, you're thinking those pina coladas that I had out there when I was getting my head right on that beach. That's what my best part was. And then going to the club, drinking a tiki bowl.
I mean, Isaac, you got a dog. I mean, how do you feel about, like,
I have a great dog. I love my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Not even top five best parts of the vacation. Coming home to see it.
The worst part should be going home.
Yeah.
For anything.
Yeah.
Every All right. time. And finally. Come on, lady. For friendly word. Speak to the phone. Jumping on the floor. That's all I heard. All right. I didn't know this, and I usually keep up with the trends of all generations, but I just found out today that there is a trend among Gen Z, the Zoomers, which would be you, Isaac. Lonnie is in the millennial generation. So the Zoomers won't say hello when they pick up the phone.
Accurate.
People are saying that it's annoying when you call them and they just pick up the phone and they're like, we can hear you breathing. It's almost like a game of telephone chicken. Like who's gonna say hello first? Do you say hello when you answer the phone, don't you? Or hey or something.
I've got a few different lines that I open up with, but yeah. Rarely hey. Mm-hmm. Usually talk to me.
Yeah, those are always really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Go. That's a good one. Isaac, go. That gets all the chicks.
My son says yo.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
time.
All right. Well, I would take any of that over just picking it up. And I attribute that to so many Zoomers not knowing how to talk to people. You know, it goes along with the Gen Z stare, I think.
That's what I was about to ask
you.
It's
that weird, you know.
Which is worse?
I would think probably the Gen Z stare. Because mm-hmm. yeah. you can just start talking. You go, hey, are you there? Yeah, I'm here. All right, wake up.
My daughter stared at me today, and I just looked at her like, are you going to say something? She just kept looking at me. I just had to walk away before I got mad.
It's like looking at you like you're stupid. Why are you even talking to me? I don't like it. I don't like you talking to me. All right, so that's it for this edition of TJ on the News.
The TJ Richey Show. Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Richey Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Oh. So, you could call here and talk if you would like. 704-570-1110. And text the WBT text line at that same number, driven by Liberty Buick GMC. Love it. Love it. There is a clip of President Trump speaking about the situation with Barack Obama being treasonous, and I think it's great. Isaac, do we have that? I didn't ask you ahead of time. We were talking about other things. Cut two, called Trump on Obama, which I never want to see. By the way,
whoa.
um So there were some media peoples in the office asking questions of, and there was some foreign leader in there, I think. So this is what they were asking about President Obama.
From your perspective, who should the DOJ target as part of their investigation? What specific figures in the Obama administration?
Well, based on what I read, and I read pretty much what you read, it would be President Obama. He started it. And Biden was there with him, and Comey was there, and Clapper, the whole group was there. Brennan, they were all there in a room, right here. This was the room. This is much more beautiful than it was then, but that's okay. I have nice pictures up that came out of the vaults. They were there for 100 years. This is much more beautiful. We have the Declaration of Independence now in the room, which wasn't here. I guess okay. People didn't feel too good about it.
See, this is what all of these crazy celebrities and the crazy commucrats are saying, that Trump has lost his mind and he's not with it anymore. He's got dementia because he jumps all over the place when he's talking and changing subjects and all that. They know good and well Trump has always done that. He's always spoken like that. He'll start talking about something and then he'll get diverted and start talking about, this is beautiful. It's the most beautiful. Isn't this gorgeous? And it's a lot better than they had. I'll tell you that, you know, and then he just goes on and on. So another way that they're just constantly lying, trying to get an edge on Trump. Okay. So this is the rest of what he said.
Putting it here, but I do. But you know what? If you look at that, those papers, they have them stone cold, and it was President Obama. It wasn't lots of people all over the place. It was them too. But the leader of the gang was President Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him? And except for the fact that he gets shielded by the press for his entire life, that's the one they... Look, he's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say, let's give it time. It's there. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries. You've seen some pretty rough countries. This man has seen some pretty rough countries, but you've never seen anything like it.
He's right. Now, I'm going to do something here that there's a superstar political figure. He is a television host. He's a radio host. He's an author. And he is one of the most brilliant constitutional scholars of our time. And his radio show happens to be here on WBT. His name is Mark Levin. And Mark Levin, when all of this Russia hoax happened, he gathered all of the information that he was noticing in the media, in the liberal media, about this case. And then he started piecing it together. And in the very beginning, he presented what he found that they had put in their own media publications and everything, showing this exact thing, that without having access to any documents or memos or anything. Now, if you listen to Mark Levin, you know he does you know, he'll always say it's no brag, just fact, but he brags a lot. And the fact that he did that is, I mean, people mocked him for that. People called him an extremist, a right-wing nut, all of these things. And then now you look and he was proven right. And I believe in giving credit where credit is due. And, you know, I'm a big fan of Mark Levin's. I think he's great. But this what he does, this sort of thing. And he did. He put it all together. And yes, it is a scandal. Yes, Barack Obama needs to be put in jail. Now, here's how conniving and shifty and shady the Communocrats are. A lot of what was driving all of those cases against President Trump and doing anything they could do to get one conviction out of it so they could call him a convict, a criminal. A lot of that was driven by the fact that they wanted to be able to, when the time came, because they knew that it was going to drop sooner or later, but when the time came, they would be able to say, Trump is just trying to seek revenge on everybody. He's being a dictator and he's trying to lock up his political competition or his political enemies. And we don't do that in America. So he's only trying to go after President Obama and Susan Rice and John Brennan and Clapper because he's trying to get revenge, because the Democrats actually prosecuted him for his crimes. Now he's trying to get back at them. You see, that's the thing about Democrats, and I am envious of this thing about them, is that they plan way ahead and they're very patient. You know, that it's kind of like a, you know, like criminals do. Okay, now let's be ready for this situation, this scenario. What's going to happen once we do this and we know that it's illegal? What happens if this gets triggered and that gets triggered? And they will put things in place amongst themselves and follow these plans for years and years. They're patient and they always stick together. Now, the difference is that they're always sticking together and they're always patient when they're trying to enact something evil or rotten for the American people or their political enemies. Republicans don't think that way. Republicans just too often cannot get into their heads that you've got to play nasty with these Democrats. They're not ever going to respect you if you're a Republican. They're never going to give you credit for any kind of bipartisan thing unless what you've done that's bipartisan is give them their way. They're always conniving, shady, shysty, trifling. They're always up to no good. The media will never respect a Republican who thinks that he's getting along with the Democrats and being bipartisan. No, it's not going to happen. So Republicans need to learn to fight in the gutter with Democrats, because you can get in the gutter with them, because the truth is on our side. The good is on our side. It is clearly good versus evil when it comes to the things that the Marxist Democrats want to do and the things that Republicans and conservatives want to do. So, yeah, Barack Obama and all of them should be in jail for trying to basically overthrow a duly elected president, elected by the people. And then you get people going, well, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? It is a big deal. Like that fella last night writing in here, what's the big deal? Didn't change the outcome of the election. Well, you know what? I could go into a bank and put a gun in the face of the teller and say, I'm going to rob this bank. You get everybody over in that corner or I'm going to kill each and every one of you. And then all of a sudden I just run out of the bank without stealing anything. Is anybody going to go, well, what's the difference? The outcome was the same. He didn't take anything. No. That's not how that works. Okay. So I have a little something that I think is funny from Governor Ron DeSantis. and some audio to play for you that I'm guessing is going to leave you with stitches in your side from laughing so hard. And I'm not overselling it, just trying to get you to stay through the break. Not at all. So hang on.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hey, it's TJ, and the TJ Ritchie Show will be a multi-touch marketing option for all the cool businesses in town. I have no idea what that means. That was written by our business department, obviously, for me to read. If you're a cool business, I guess you know what it means. So go to TJRitchie.com and find out more.
Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening and being participatory in the show through your phone calls and text messages. I appreciate you. The best governor in U.S. America is Ron DeSantis. I hope someday that Ron DeSantis is my governor and my president at the same time. I will call him governor president. Even before Florida got so popular with everybody, you know, since DeSantis has been the governor, I've wanted to live in Florida. No state taxes. I like the beach. Just love it. But he's tired of getting and confused by all of the complaints he's getting about Alligator Alcatraz. It's an ICE detention center that they've built out in the Everglades, and it's surrounded by alligators and other wildlife. So in case anybody tries to run off, they're not going to get very far. All normal thinking Americans love it because it just makes sense, and who cares if it hurts somebody's feelings? I mean, these are criminals we're talking about, but the media, the Democrats, you know, they're trying to use it as a political tool to make Republicans, conservatives seem like they're meanies, which is always interesting to me because the professional Democrats are the meanest, most vicious people walking that don't actually pull the trigger and murder somebody. I mean, they're all vicious, cruel people. So this is Ron DeSantis saying how he doesn't understand why everybody, all those Democrats and media people call it a concentration camp. Because that's not what it is at all. Listen.
So they're making these claims and they're saying, oh, they're not fed well. Well, first of all, they're fed the same that the staff is fed. You know, you go to like a and it's not a prison, it's a deportation processing center, so it is different. But like in Florida prisons, do you think the prisoners get the same meals as the guards? No, of course not. It's different. This is everyone's the same there, and they were mad that the ham sandwiches weren't toasted. Excuse me? I mean, give me a break. So,
yeah, that's how much of a concentration camp it is. They're complaining because the bread for their sandwiches is not toasted. Or as people in South Louisiana say, because they want toast bread. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Young Isaac, may I call you Young Isaac?
Absolutely.
Will you turn up my computer here? I have some audio gold to play from my personal stash. Okay, is it ready?
Ready to go.
All right. So this lady left church Sunday, and she had a complaint about her fellow churchgoers, and she makes a really good point, I think. Listen.
Y'all too comfortable blowing up church bathroom for me, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. You went all week, all Saturday night, had breakfast, got dressed, and was like, I'm going to say this for church. I'm going to leave my all in the stall. That ain't what the song said. The song said, leave your all on the altar. Why do y'all do that? Why do y'all bring that to the house of the Lord? You could have did that at your house. And y'all don't try to spray a courtesy flush or nothing. You just let it minister to you and the people. I didn't want to smell that. I walked by a bathroom last Sunday and I was like, that can't be human or holy. I said, that's got to be straight from hell. Why do y'all do that?
I mean, that is a good point. Why do you wait till you get to church to use the restroom that way? I don't understand it. And then this is a preacher who warns the young ladies about their swimming attire, especially, you know, when they're going to the beach for spring break and whatnot. You be the judge of whether or not you like this.
Getting ready to go on spring break, and you're going to get you one of those things that string up your behind, and you're going to shake your naked flesh on that beach. You want to shake those fat cheeks on each side? You heard me. I want to make sure you know what I'm talking about.
We know what you're talking about, Pastor. We know. I would trip out if my preacher said that in a sermon. I mean, you could get the point across without having to be that graphic with it. And now I'm for comedy as much as the next fella, but come on. Okay, I saved this for the last segment of the show because it was too hurtful to share earlier, and then it would have probably thrown off my energy for the rest of the night, and I couldn't afford to do that. I can't afford to lose this volunteer job that I have, so I got to keep it 100, as the kids say. You feel me, twin?
I feel you.
All right, so a ridiculous, harmful, hurtful piece of hate that was sent my way via a direct message on social medias. So all you haters are going to love it. Coming up next.
The DJ Richie Show. Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Richie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Yeah. We're rocking. Going crazy. So, my intention was to just read one little bit of hate directed at me. Then I checked the WBT text line driven by Liberty Buick GMC, and I see I have more. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I hope it doesn't hurt my feelings too much. This person didn't leave their name, so I'll just give their phone number. So if you recognize this phone number, tell me whose name it is. It is 704. No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to do it. All right. So this person says, dude, you are the dumbest radio host, period, I've ever heard of my life. Okay. So first of all, dude, you are the dumbest radio host, period, I've ever heard of my life. And the way can you even name, can you even name a Republican comedian or entertainer for that matter that's good? Dennis Miller, yeah, wildly entertaining Republican musicians, Kid Rock, what a joke. Republicans are boring, stupid people like you, loser. Okay. And I replied, I'm funny and entertaining and handsome and talented and exciting and musical. So there, your exciting friend TJ. That's what I said. Now, I fought back writing, well, you are very funny because you're a clown, but I did not. I figure he's got to get on to bed to get to studying for school starting back for when he goes into the third grade, judging by the way he writes. Yeah, that's right. I said it. All right. So here's the story. I gotta get this in quickly because I think this is just crazy. And there are people like this out there. Okay. So, you know, the other show that I do, syndicated morning radio show called the TJ and Riggins Show. We just this week started a new format of the way our show looks. There are three people on the show. There is Riggins, a girl named Lindsay, and I. We're all on the show. And we are all in different locations now because of the technology and all. We're all in studios in our homes. Now, we're also on YouTube every day, and we are on Spotify and all these other things, along with being on, you know, 10 or so radio stations across the country. You can hear all that at tjritchie.com, TJRITCHIE.com, if you want. So, my camera from my home, from my office/studio, the backdrop is an American flag. It's not a fake backdrop that you add on the, you know, when you can pick backdrops on your computer screen and that sort of thing. It's real. It hangs, and it looks like a set. And it is a big waving American flag. All right. So this is a direct message that we got from someone who listens and watches our morning show. I wasn't going to say anything, but after yet another show where your massive American flag background waved at us like some kind of patriotic peacock, I can't stay silent. We're here to watch a show we enjoy, not attend a 4th of July rally. I don't know if you're trying to make a statement, assert dominance, or just audition for a role as most American person ever, but it's distracting and, frankly, off-putting. Some of us come from diverse backgrounds. Not everyone interprets the symbol the same way. To you, it might mean, quote-unquote, freedom, but to others, it can represent exclusion, aggression, or nationalism taken too far. Ever consider that? Why not try to foster an inclusive environment? Your backdrop feels like you're draping the flag over the entire conversation, as if you're speaking on behalf of the country instead of yourself. Maybe next time just use a neutral background, like a bookshelf, a plant, or literally anything that doesn't feel like it's screaming, America, deal with it. Thanks in advance for thinking of others. And then it says, name redacted for politeness, unlike your background. Yes, someone actually complaining because when they watch my other show on YouTube, my background is an American flag.
If I can interject, I think that would be a great next T-shirt idea.
America, deal with it. Yeah.
Perfect. I'd buy it.
Yeah. I've already thought of that, Isaac. So copyright TJR LLP on that idea. Unless it already exists, that somebody else has done it, then never mind. I can't copyright it. But anyway, how miserable must a person like that be? And it says, to you, it might mean freedom, but to others, it can represent exclusion, aggression, or nationalism taken too far. Ever consider that? Nope. I didn't. Because if it means that to you, then you've got the wrong idea of America. And I can help you with that. I can help give you the right ideas about America. And then the text person just came back too. Well, you should have plenty of gigs available then. Give the blank grabber in chief a call. I'm sure he's getting tired of YMCA. So this really is a, this is someone who's not worth my wit and sophisticated humor. I'll save that for somebody who's smart enough to enjoy it. So, I don't know. Do I get in trouble for saying things like that about listeners who complain? I don't know the rules on WBT, Isaac. Can I be sarcastic to the listeners and mock them and stuff?
I don't speak for the station, but for me, I applaud it. Big fan of it.
Okay, well, I know.
Big fan.
All right, well, I've got a call tomorrow with the boss, so I'll find out, I'm sure.
That's a question for him.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he'll already have the answer before I can ask him. Yeah. But how trashy is that? To use that word in a text exchange with someone. Mm-mm. But that just shows that we really are their intellectual superiors. The liberals, I mean. Bless their hearts. I'm gonna put that person on my prayer list. That's what I'm gonna do. Oh, and look, a little happy song to play us out. Can't we all just love one another, you know? I like those days when we all loved one another, whether we disagreed or not. You don't ever hear me say anything negative about people with whom I disagree. I'm always sweet about it. I would never say such a thing. Well, I'm glad I saved that till the end because it was such a downer, all of that mess. So the great one, Mark Levin, is coming up next. And I think that text person and the flag complainer needs to hear this. God loves you. Hey, it's TJ, and yes, my new political show is on. It's every weeknight from 7 until 9 on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. So go ahead and add TJ Ritchie to your home screen on the phone and download the WBT app.